Hi, it's me again. I'm supposed to wake you up, and I promise I will. I won't be singing you lullabies or trying to mesmerize you with my soothing voice. But I can't guarantee I will wake you up in a way you want. Desire. I mean, one may hope for bright and chipper tones, loud singing, jokes. I can do that. It isn't unnatural for me. But maybe I don't feel like it. Maybe I'm just a difficult sort of woman. Contrary, obstinate, combative. I don't like being told what to do or how to do it. Maybe you just need to deal with that. So I'll wake you up, all right? I guarantee your eyes won't be closing. I may be speaking slowly and softly, but by the end of this, my voice may as well have been adrenaline right into your veins. I'm going to make your breath catch in your throat, your heart race. I'm going to get your blood pumping. How to go about that first? Where exactly should I start? I could talk about my long hair against your face. It smells like coconuts. Sweet. Soft. The kind of smell that begs to be grabbed. Wants you to bury your face into it. You could imagine brushing it away from my neck, how it falls over my back, nearly to my waist. And now where? My neck that is like a magnet for your lips? Pale and soft. You want to feel my pulse under your mouth. Feel my head tilt back as you kiss my skin and know without looking that my eyes are closed and all I'm aware of is that one spot. Like all my nerves are on fire under you, so I can't feel the rest of my body. Or maybe my waist. A waist that makes you want to put your arm around it. Pulling me close and into you. Erasing all notion of space between us. Close enough you can see my eyes widen. My lips part. Feel my heartbeat against your chest. Feel the air crackle between us. That perfect moment of hesitation and then diving right into it. Is this working for you? Are you feeling the shackles of sleep lifting from your limbs? Are you feeling your fingers twitching? Your legs impatient? Your muscles flexing of their own accord? Do you feel that overwhelming need yet? I didn't say that kind of need. But sure, maybe that's what I meant. Maybe I'm talking about that teeth grinding, jaw clenching, sheet gripping need you have for me right now. The need to have me on top of you, not your blanket. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I'm warm and soft in all the right places, perfectly shaped to fit against you. And I fit against you so well. Your hands move up my thighs like they have a mind of their own. You can't help it. It's okay. This is the best way to wake up. The best way to get your blood pumping, your heart thudding. I love the feeling of your heart pounding in your chest. I love seeing the excitement in your eyes. I love being able to see exactly what my presence is doing to you. Knowing I have this kind of effect on you. Feeling exactly the kind of effect I have on you. And I bet you'd love for me to talk all about that, wouldn't you? About how much I just love feeling you. I don't like being so crass. It will do in a pinch, but crudeness is like a rude gesture. I'd much rather you used your imagination. There's a certain art to being subtle. It's more like an accidental bare shoulder when you weren't expecting it. Maybe a too large shirt slipping down while I laugh. Or letting you fasten a necklace for me. Your fingers grazing my neck and the smell of my shampoo and my skin too heady for you to ignore. It drives you mad. It makes you want and need and ache for me. So many, many things I know you'd love to think about, to wake up to. I could write and speak for 100 years and I wouldn't get halfway finished. Are you awake yet? Can you feel your pulse? Feel your blood pumping? Does your body feel tense and coiled, like a predator ready to pounce? Am I your prey? Am I what you fantasize about beneath you? In your mouth? Between your teeth? Your hands squeezing my flesh? Good. That's where I want to be. In your head. I want you unable to focus on anything else. For a while, at least. Until you can relax a little. So, now that I have made you rise to attention, I'd say I've done my part. I've woken you up. No jokes or silliness this time. Although, I am curious as to which you would prefer. Maybe it doesn't matter, so long as you have my voice in your ear, speaking slowly, softly, saying exactly what you need to hear, but never anymore. always keeping just out of reach, so you're left with the throbbing want of me. Good morning. I hope you have a very good day.